You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, last time we spoke to our resident petrolhead, Nigel Lim. He had given up the driver's seat in favour of an armchair as he studied to become a radio amateur. About 6 months on, he's back to tell us what he's been up to. Nigel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me on.
So, as I said, it's been about 6 months since we last spoke. What have you been up to?
Well, there's been the January, February winter times here, so I've not done a great lot, as in petrolhead stuff. But I have been working on some 1/10 scale radio control model cars, funnily enough, because I can do them in the house while it's cold outside. But just recently, I've done something that I've always wanted to do, and I was supposed to do it before my accident, but never got around to it, and that was to drive a Formula One V8 stock car around a circuit.
That sounds unbelievably cool.
If anybody knows what a stock car is, they'll know it's just a space frame, basically, with a little bit of a body on, and a nearly 800 horsepower engine, V8 engine. It's got a single seat. You have to climb through, well, you have to squeeze yourself through the orifice in the side. That was the biggest task. Rather than drive the car, the biggest task was to get into it. So once you're into it, you have to be bottled up, obviously tightened up to the aluminium seat that's in there, and then you've got the massive steering wheel in front of you and all the pedals and a V8 engine. The air filter sticks out the bonnet, and that's big enough to suck your wig off if you're wearing one.
A good time was had.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I did it at Skegness Stadium. That's a quarter mile tarmac circuit. Yeah, it was absolutely insane. And obviously, the fact I have got some sight, but I'm partially blind, I use anything I can put my eye on to give me a sense of where the track is. And luckily enough, the fencing around the oval circuit is yellow, blue and white checker kind of effect. That gave me a bit of a datum line where the actual circuit finished. So I needed not to go into that, if you know what I mean. So obviously on the corners, I can't go too fast. But on the straight, I did actually put my foot flat out, and it was absolutely awesome.
Sounds it. Yeah, absolutely. Going back a little bit, you mentioned that during the winter, you were building some remote control tenth scale model cars. Combining both your love of your being a radio amateur now and also your love of cars and going really, really fast, was that kind of the impetus of bringing those two hobbies together? And also any adaptations that you had to make with your sight loss and building things so small?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a massive hobby set. I've always been into hobbies, if you know what I mean. Radio control and aeroplanes and that have always been in my heart. But without going too much with the cars, you can buy virtually any body, any car body shape you can nearly get from model shops nowadays. And what I've done, my dad used to race cars when I was a kid. So what I've done, I've got body shells exactly the same as what my dad used to race and the NASCAR. They just come plain and you have to cut them out. And then I've painted them up and stickered them up. I've had proper stickers made, and I've done two replica cars that my dad raced and a replica of the NASCAR that I went in. So they mean something to me, if you understand what I'm saying.
Carrying on the legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the adaptions, I just struggle on, you know what I mean? And you just struggle on and try and do the best you can. I seem to enjoy struggling. I know that's kind of weird, but I do enjoy a challenge. These have become challenges, you know. And as you know with me, I don't want to sit still. I don't do it for any other reason. I want to challenge myself. If I'm not here to myself, then that's fine. And funnily enough, Julie thought all my speed things was over. Once I'd done my radio amateur, she thought my speed things was over and I was going to sit in my radio shack talking to people around the world, and she was kind of happy at that. And then when I said I was going into the V8 stock car, it was like, God, I thought that was over, Nigel, you know. So
can't keep a good man down.
Absolutely not. And I'm doing another one soon, but that's going to be in a vintage stock car. So that's another challenge I'm doing whenever I can get a date for it. And then I'm going to, the last challenge of the year, hopefully, is going to be a passenger in a Exile Man TT side car. Trying to put dates together for that, so that'll be quite cool.
Well, you're certainly keeping yourself busy as we move into the second half of 2025. And finally, for you, Nigel, if our listeners want to find out more or keep up to date with all the weird and wonderful things that you're doing, where can they find out more?
Well, I have a Facebook page called Blind Bloke Racing. Check me out on there. I'm on Instagram, Blind Bloke Racing, and then YouTube, Nigel Blind Bloke Racing, and they can interact with me on there, and they can see all the stuff I get up to on any of them platforms.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Nigel Lim at Blind Bloke Racing, thank you so much for joining us once again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, David. Cheers.